Yes, the reading this morning is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another, with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Colin, for reading. Good morning. It's wonderful to be here. I really enjoy coming to these services, so it's precious when I can have a Wednesday when I'm not doing other things and can be here. As we start, let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your word that we've just read. I ask that it would be your words that I would speak, and that by your Holy Spirit, you would bring your message to us and plant it in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. And hasn't the songs been wonderful? I find it wonderful the way the Holy Spirit orchestrates these services and the choice of songs. You think that reflects so much, and the readings all come together to really take us deeper into that place in the Holy Spirit where God starts to communicate to us about, in this case, gentleness. So we're continuing through our series of the fruits of the Spirit, or fruit of the Spirit, because they're all one. And here we come to gentleness. Now, if you look through my texts to my children, a few months back, you'd find one that read like this. Sorry I got so cross with you this morning. I was feeling rather annoyed. I should have given you space and just listened. Sorry, love, Dad. I share that because I'm here not as someone who's got the idea of always producing the fruit of the Spirit in every action. I'm here as a work in progress, someone who's learning day by day what it means to draw near to God, what it means to choose to let the Holy Spirit flow through me rather than me. And sometimes I choose to let me flow through, and you have texts like that coming from maybe a crossword said to one of my children. So I'm also learning what it means to be a parent. Again, day by day through experiences that I face. So this morning we are going to look at why it is that we're to be gentle, what it looks like when gentleness is evident in the lives of people as they gather in a community, and how we can learn to be gentle. So this reading from Colossians, I chose this because it captures so much of all of those different ideas. Why we're to be gentle, what gentleness looks like, and how we are to be gentle. And we find right at the start, it says, as God's chosen people, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, there it is, and patience. Now you'll recognize some of the other fruits in those other words. And then if we go to another place in God's Word, we go to Ephesians chapter 4, we find we're called to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. And we do that by being completely humble and gentle, being patient, bearing with one another in love. And so what we can gather from those is we are God's children. If you are a follower of Jesus, you are a child of God. If you don't yet know the joy of being a follower of Jesus and you would like to know more about what that means, then do come and chat to Janet or I. We'd love to share with you what it means and the wonderful joy of being a follower of Jesus. But as followers of Jesus, a natural expectation is that we will have gentleness. We will be gentle people in all situations and all circumstances of life. So it's not something we can say, oh, well, I'll learn that later. I'll choose to work on that a bit later. This is something that is meant to be part of our character and identity as children of God. But we know that it's not something that you start following Jesus and then overnight, suddenly I am completely gentle in every situation, like me with that need for that text to seek forgiveness. There are moments in life where gentleness is all but evident, certainly in my life. Maybe you've all got it sussed, but I know I don't. And what I wonder, before we start thinking about how we get to a place of more and more gentleness, is what gentleness looks like. And Janet encouraged us right at the start to think of people in our lives who we've noticed have been particularly gentle. And I'm sure many of us can think about people we've met maybe in the last week or month or even years back who you just thought, here is someone who just doesn't seem to even have to try. Gentle just seems to flow out of them. How do they do it? Why are they like that? Now, I could think of a number of people. I wanted to share with you about one moment. And so whilst I was thinking of people it could be who I could talk about, I thought about Esther, who overlooks so much of my annoyances. So when you talk about bearing with one another, I think Esther bears with me. And if you asked her, I'm sure she would tell you about things that I do that are maybe annoying. That's an example of gentleness in action. But actually, I wanted to take you to a situation earlier this year. At Trinity, we have a number of quiet days, where as a college, we all seek to spend time with God, sometimes in the presence of each other, and sometimes on our own, and to really spend time focusing on what it means to be a child of God, what it means to follow Jesus. And on a particular quiet day earlier this year, we had an opportunity to spend time with the person who was leading that that whole day. And so I got to spend a short time with him. And as we chatted, I was almost immediately struck by his gentleness. He asked me deep, searching questions that if it hadn't been for the gentleness, for that sense that he wanted the best for me, he was seeking to love me as God loved me, I might have found those questions even a bit alarming or offensive, but no, I felt drawn into our discussion. And as we talked about priorities and my relationship with God and how that worked out in life, we ended up having this wonderful conversation, and I left feeling strengthened, encouraged, supported. And so that got me thinking that when we gather as a community, if we are a community of people, followers of Jesus, who naturally display gentleness because God is working that in us, what does that community look like? And we get a hint here in Colossians. So as you read on in verse 13, bear with each other. Forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Put on love. Come together in unity. So you start to see a community of people that look rather like Jesus. A community of people, I love that sense of bearing with one another. Because it's more than just, I'm going to tolerate you. It's more than, I'm going to overlook what you're doing. It's actually saying, no, I'm going to embrace you for who you are, even with the fact that you do things that annoy me. It's saying, I'm actually going to treat you with the respect that you deserve because you are a child of God, because God loves you. And so a community like that is one where forgiveness runs right through the heart of it. A community like that is a strong community. A community of people being gentle with each other is not a weak community. It's a community that rides through the storms of life, coming together, supporting, strengthening, encouraging one another. And we all feel lifted up. It's a community that when one is feeling weak and struggling to be gentle, others are still being gentle and they bring that person along with them. Now that's all very well, and maybe that sounds idealistic. And so the big question is, well, how do we be people who are permeated with gentleness, who in every circumstance, with every person, display gentleness? Now, perhaps some of you were here for the first talk of this series. And if you were, you would have heard Sophie reminding us that living life by the Spirit is not a state of striving or trying really hard. It's a state of being, which I think is a wonderful way to put it, because we can think about gentleness and you can think, I am going to be really gentle. Today, every situation I come across, every person I speak to, I am going to be gentle. And that might be, you know, maybe you get through that day and you think, yes, I got to the end and I was gentle with everyone. Fantastic. And maybe tomorrow will be okay. And maybe next week. But you know, sooner or later, a situation will occur, a circumstance will happen, a particular person, and, you know, all that resolve to be gentle will go. Certainly that's been my experience. And what's in here comes out and you think, ah. Oh. And that's why these fruit of the Spirit are a state of being. Because our work is not to say, I'm going to be more gentle, I'm going to be more gentle. It is to draw near to God, to allow the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in us rather than us trying to produce it ourselves. And so the work we might need to do to become more gentle is things like coming to God each day, praising Him for who He is, thanking God for what He has done for us, reading God's Word in the presence of the Holy Spirit, praying, engaging in conversation with God, and perhaps most importantly for gentleness, asking God to show us how He sees other people. You see, because gentleness does require a choice from us. It's a choice that looks someone in the eye and says, you are a child of God. You are loved by God. Who am I to treat you anything other than with gentleness? Because God loves you. God treats you with gentleness. And so the choice we make when we come into situations and circumstances with particular people is to say, I'm going to choose to see you as God sees you. And I'm going to choose to let the Holy Spirit be my strength to interact with you with gentleness. And so, as we draw to a close, let's remember that whilst we pick out each of these fruit of the Spirit each week, they are one. The fruit of the Spirit is describing our character as the children of God. And the way we grow in those is by daily spending time with God, drawing close to Him. And as we draw close to God, we get to know the presence of His Holy Spirit. And day by day, little by little, we will increasingly display these characteristics that we read about in Galatians in the fruit of the Spirit. And let's do that together. Let's encourage one another. Let's be open and honest with each other about where we're at. And let's, with gentleness, support one another in drawing closer and closer to God each day. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that we don't do any of this in our own strength. Yes, you ask us to choose to treat people in the way that you would treat them. But we do that with the strength of your Spirit in us. So I ask that you would give for each of us the presence of your Holy Spirit in us and all the resources we need to become people who day by day become a bit more like Jesus. Amen.